Thank you, Cheryl. Good day, everyone. This is Brenda speaking. Welcome to ATRT3 Leadership Call number 14 on the 1st of July, 2019 at 1900 UTC. The leadership members joining the call today are Cheryl, Daniel, Osvaldo, Pat, Sebastian, Vanda, and from ICANN organization, we have Jennifer, Nagar, Brenda, and we have Bernie joining us as the technical writer. Today's call is being recorded. I'd like to remind you to state your name before speaking and also mute your audio when not speaking. And I'll turn the call over to Cheryl and Pat. Thank you.
Thanks, Brenda. And if we can just roll to the agenda that Jennifer kindly sent out to us. Thanks for that, Jennifer. Cheryl Langdonall for the transcript record. And I'm going to toss to Pat momentarily. Just wanted to, on behalf of Pat and I, thank you all for joining today's call after your travels to and from Marrakesh. It was great to have so many of you available, and I think we can all agree that there was considerable benefit in the community interactions and the work that you all managed to do. Of course, now we have to do something with what you've collected and plan what we're doing with continued data acquisition and how we're going to be managing our analysis and indeed capture and writing. And thank heavens we have Bernie who was able to join us, and we were all able to get used to each other, and he was able to hopefully get the feel of what we're doing and how we're doing it, so he can assist us in our reporting role. Pat and I obviously haven't had a great deal of time to recap, so today's meeting will be very much a matter of recapping as we go along. And the other thing I guess we should note, Pat, is that we assumed everyone's travels were safe and uneventful, although in some cases ridiculously long, topping 48 hours, for example, for some people, for whatever reason, my luggage just loved Casablanca. It stayed in Casablanca as I went into Marrakesh, and it arrived, 36 hours after me, and it stayed in Casablanca as I came home. It arrived 48 hours after me, so my luggage was particularly fond of Casablanca Airport. With that, and hopefully with no other tales of horror from anyone, Pat, I'm assuming that no one's had a SOI update between now and last Friday, but if you have, do let us know. And I thought I might let you run the Marrakesh recap. If you're speaking, you're muted, Pat. Is it me that's not being heard?
I can hear you, Cheryl. I cannot hear Pat.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's not you, Cheryl.
Well, Pat's having technical, the gremlins are interfering, in which case I'm going to open the queue and hope Pat will come in and ask if there's any of the leaders who have anything they want to note, to report, to request. Basically, talk to us about having my problems. I gathered that, Pat. Makes sense now. We couldn't hear you. Maybe Brenda will give you a dial out. So I'm perfectly happy to do this in the normal order, especially because we don't have either Michael or Erica here at the moment. So, Sebastian, did you want... Oh, no, I see Vanda's hand up. Vanda, go ahead.
Hi, everyone. Everybody safe at home, I hope. I just want to update what we have organized in the last day in Marrakesh. We sat together all over there that's but Wolfgang, but Jax, myself, Liu, and Martin. And we agree that we will, because of the vacations, we need to administrate. So till July 12, I believe, Martin will be in vacation. And after that, and since today, Jax is also in vacation. So I am starting with Liu, some kind of a work about our resume what we got from the interviews, and I took notes. I believe Liu assistant also took notes, and I believe Jennifer Negar also took notes. So we need to get all these informations and make is to in a clear information for us to put together, and waiting for our colleagues to come out from their vacation. So in the middle of July, I believe we will be able to write some first draft or recommendations. And then during August, that most of the people will be back, we'll work in the draft report. So that was our planning that we made in the last Thursday in Marrakesh. So just to see what the others have done, but it was a great opportunity to sit face to face and put all the issues together, understood what we heard, and now we need to work. Thank you.
Thanks for that, Vanda. Cheryl Langdonor for the record. And as Daniel notes in chat, many people took notes. And of course, Bernie Turcotte also took notes. And of course, it's his job. It's his job description to assist us in the collection and collation and assembly into a single and unified report. So don't forget that, you know, you now need to be working hand in glove with our technical writer on all of this. So what I'd like to do is perhaps ask Bernie in a moment after I go to Daniel and the others through the recording and see if we can organise the logistics of how we are going to be doing that, as we all continue on writing our own little sections in our own little ways with our own little styles. We're going to end up with some sort of patchwork quilt, not unlike the patchwork quilt that we had in our, or that we in fact still have in our terms of reference. And what we're trying to do is avoid that and end up with some a far more unified work product at the end of it. So we need to look at the logistics of all of that. Daniel, I saw your hand up. Did you want to make a note from a reports, the reviews point of view?
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you very much, Cheryl. It's Daniel for the record. Also, there are also some interesting reviews that recommendations that were mentioned during the interactions. And I think some of these reviews can be reflected in the reports. I'll give an example of quoting Alan Greenberg when he mentioned about 10.3, about a program that came in regarding to crop, for instance, and this took a totally different direction, which was not implemented. So I think some of these can still be captured and be added onto the report respectively as they came in. Because some reports could be easily referenced to from the interactions that were made. Back to you, Cheryl. Those are my remarks.
Thank you very much, Daniel. Cheryl Langdon off the record. And yet we certainly look forward to that, and we do need to look at the some additional work that was discussed in terms of reviewing the reviews as well. Sebastian, I see your mic open or your phone open. Would you care to take the lead, and then we'll ask if Osvaldo has anything to follow?
Yes, can you hear me? Okay.
We can indeed.
Okay. Thank you very much. I'm sorry to have my mic open. It was not supposed to be like that, but never mind. Thank you. I want first to raise that, to stress that it was really very good to be face to face and to have this opportunity to meet with a community member, but also to have the opportunity to have some time to have a discussion with some of our work team party. And we didn't, at the end, we didn't have any questions really linked with the work we are doing, but it will be interesting to go through the notes of all the people who have taken notes to see if there's something linked with the board item. What it's important from my point of view is that we have tried to set up or propose a way to enhance the work of the board working party. It's on the Google Doc now with a proposition of a small team of two people with the responsibility of one or two item. And I am sure that the one who met at Stola, Osvaldo and myself, will be able to bring the other to do some work or just to be observer if they decide so. But at least we have some idea on how to go further in the work. That's where we are, and I hope that now we will be able to do the real work starting in the near future. As I have the mic, I would like to know if you want me to give you some ideas about what I will call Marrakesh recap outside of my work party and outside of the official meetings. What this is some discussion I had in a corridor. But maybe it's not the right time, then I am at your disposal to do that when you think it's good for doing that. Thank you, Cheryl. Sebastian.
No, please, speaking. Please go ahead. Go ahead, Sebastian. Thank it you. Would be interesting. Thank you.
Okay, then in various discussion, of course, it's not the mainstream, and what I am bringing here, it's maybe some small items, but I feel important to come back here. One topic was really dealing with what we are doing, but I have the feeling that it's not included really in the way we are working. Therefore, I would like to see what you think about and if we need to add it somewhere in our work. It's we talk a lot about the composition and the work done and so on and so forth, but not at all about the structure of the board. And I know some people came to me and say, you need also to look at the composition of the board. And I will not take something out of their notes, but I remember I had some discussion a few years ago about having one board, two boards, and the role of each, and it's not something it's included. Therefore, I raise this as a point that we may be it could be useful to add it in our work. Knowing that since this discussion I had about this possible two board, the Emperor community it's now here, and maybe Emperor community needs to do something different. Therefore, the question of the structure of the board, it's also the structure of the Emperor community in one way or another. That's two topics. And the third one is we are taking into account the community, the board, the GAC, and of course a review, but as a body, we have with NICAN, the board, the community, and the staff. Within the community, we have put aside the GAC, but we have nothing with staff. And once again, some people came to me and said, but they need also to be accountable and transparent. And if you look to two items who came to discussion in, I don't know if it's just, yeah, it was in Barcelona and here in Marrakesh, something about internet governance discussion with the document sent by the staff and the CEO and asking for feedback without taking any of the tools we are using. And that's one subject. And the second, it's how they are accountable and transparent with the new GTLD program. Not the one who are going to the board, but what's happened before, and some of the people who are still going through some discussion with staff. That's the other question I wanted to raise. And once again, it's just some discussion, but if we want to include them, I hope it's not too late, but it must be us together who decide to do that. Thank you very much, Cheryl.
Thank you, Sebastian. Cheryl Langdon off the record. It's not a matter of not being too late or anything else. It's a clear nexus with each of those, with a product out of Workstream too. And that is very much in our bailiwick. It's simply a full ATRT focus rather than a work party specific focus. So everything you've mentioned there, in fact, was discussed in various degrees and levels, as you well know, during Workstream 2. And of course, it is very much in our mandate to look at and discuss and contemplate the recommendations of Workstream 2, and of course that's another benefit of having Bernie as our technical writer, because his knowledge on Workstream 2 is indeed, I would venture, encyclopedic. Pat, I see your hand, but I wondered, is that in response to what Sebastian was saying, or did you want to let Michael, who's joined us now, just give a little recap from communities first? Your choice, sir.
So thanks, Cheryl. This is Pat. So I did have a response to, I'm assuming everyone can hear me now?
Yes, we can.
Great. Okay, so this was in response to to the second point that Sebastian made, and Michael, sorry for jumping in here right now. But I have a note in one of my books, and it's not that we need to take a look at and review two things when it comes to the board, you know, when you talk about one board or two boards. So two notes that I took were to take a look at the process that AFNIC went through in terms of getting their board, having their board have its own independent council. And the second one was to take a look at Danik's board in terms of how they work and report out to their constituents. It's a different structure, of course, but I took those two items as kind of do a review on what worked for their boards or what didn't work for their boards. I can't remember who I had that conversation with, but I had that note in my little notebook.
Thanks, Pat. Cheryl Langdon off the record. And yes, there's a whole lot of ways to dice and design board governance, and providing the lens we use, because we are obviously about accountability and transparency, is the ANT one. You know, there's a number of good governance models out there, and you've named two alternatives. I think there was more mentioned during the discussions with Workstream 2 when we did our first board structure and empowered community workshopping. And so yes, there's a number of things we should and could be looking at, and providing what we are doing is sticking to our accountability and transparency focus, and leaving the likes of future strategic planning and evolution of ICANN to the other side of the work products that are the, you know, other people's work products in more general governance modes. But there's a real nexus there between the two. So let's make a side note there that does need to be picked up along with the other issues that Sebastian raised, all of which I think can be justified under the work stream 2 mandate that we have. Michael, a little feedback from communities on Marrakesh.
Hi, all. Can you hear me?
Yeah, a little bit choppy, but we can hear you.
Yeah, I am on an... So it was an interesting discussion. I have not with Erica, so I can't really compare notes with her. We'll probably do that towards the end of this week. I'm actually still in Morocco at the moment, which is why I have the terrible connection. But just a few thoughts about the interesting areas that I thought we covered as far as community goes. I think the most interesting exchange from my perspective happened at the ALAC, where there was a very robust back and forth about accountability.
Michael's line disconnected. Sorry for that. I'm sure he'll dial right.
Gremlins. There he is.
Apologies. I feel like it's just going to keep dropping off. I'll type some stuff into the chat if that's all right. And you guys I don't feel the need to wait on me as my internet blinks on and off.
But thanks for making the effort, Michael. We appreciate it. And the main thing is I'm getting the sense of you have material to work with, and you and Erica will be doing something at the end of the week to plan and compare and contrast. So that's the main thing. It may occur after our plenary meeting, but again, that's fine too. Pat, I know in the next point is the developing of the 3 July agenda, but can I suggest it seems very timely for us to ask Bernie to maybe talk a little bit with us and the leadership team about how we're going to coordinate and collaborate and make sure that, to use my Australianism, that, you know, we don't end up with a whole lot of notes that look a little bit like a dog's breakfast. Bernie, are you are you seeing a way forward? Do we run with a single document and a repository where the work party leaders are sort of going to be dumping stuff in? Are you going to hold a pen on a master document and extract from separately held notes? Just a few rough thoughts on the logistics of how you want to work with us all. Yes, and I know I'm throwing you in the deep end, but hey, why not?
If I can't handle it, what am I doing here, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you for that opportunity. I guess, as I mentioned when we had our private chat on this, I'm rather flexible, and I think that's a good way to be with the various groups. If we go back to Workstream 2, it seemed to work well as I was working with each individual group in a capacity that suited them best, and then sort of holding the pen for getting the master document done. So I guess my proposal to you would be to sort of follow that same trench and approach for now as we get going on this second phase and see how we're doing with all the groups and keeping the main report. I'll start hacking away at an architecture and putting in bits and pieces as we go along and supporting each of the groups. Does that sound like a way forward?
It certainly does to me. Pat, are you happy with that?
Yes.
Yep. Okay. So now what that means to each of the work party leadership teams is that they now need to think of Bernie as part of their team, establish directly with him how it is that they want to work. As you know, some of you are working more productively with intersessional calls. Some of you prefer to work, with shared documentation. It doesn't matter what methodology you're using. Just make sure Bernie's an included on everything you do. And of course, as we mentioned during our meeting, Pat and I will be rejigging our regular agendas, not necessarily the one on the 3rd of July, but the ones going onwards, to give a sort of two major time blocks, a sort of a block A and a block B, a larger and a smaller block of time, where substantive discussion in the plenary and furthering of the tasks that the various work parties have can be focused on. So this doesn't mean that it's a purely reporting activity in these plenaries. This means this is a workshopping opportunity for you as well. So Pat, have I missed anything in terms of general logistics, et cetera, out of Marrakesh?
I don't recall any, Cheryl.
Great, okay. Just noting for the record, the material Michael's putting into to our chat space. So from the community's work party point of view, I'll just read it to the record. Michael will probably be echoed by Erica, I suspect, but that can be confirmed later. Some takeaways from their group was from the ALAC, interesting discussion regarding accountability to the internet end users, especially given the wide differences of opinion. We heard as to level of accountability, which is appropriate or necessary. Complaints about the acronym SOUP, well, that's a universal issue in ICANN. And yes, he did make a point that we might be barking at the moon. And also complaints about information management and accessibility, which is something that both the at-large, this is my aside, by the way, both the at-large advisory committee and the government advisory committee have joined forces on to work with as well, with joint communiques going out over the last, I guess, almost 18 months on that matter from both the GAC and the ALAC. Going back to Michael's notes, he thought it was a very fruitful area to dig into, and he merely apologised on the block of text. In fact, I would suggest it's very valuable. Thank you very much. And then he said something about the non-commercial stakeholders group. You might need to give us another piece of sentencing there, Michael, just for the record. Thanks very much for that, Michael. We appreciate all of that. And obviously we look forward to information management complaints. Yes, of course. Thank you. The NCSG reference was to do with information management complaints. With that, as the notes out of Marrakesh get formalised, that will also be an opportunity where Bernie can start capturing these nuggets of data and help you get them into what he's describing as an architecture that he'll develop over the next couple of weeks. Okay, Pat, did you want to then do the agenda for 3 July? And I'll take a voice break.
Sure, Cheryl, thanks. This is Pat. So in terms of the 3rd of July, which is a 1100 UTC meeting, I think Cheryl, what you said earlier was we are not going to put into our put in discussion topics for the 3rd of July, but we're just going to kind of go and looks like recap what we are. What we did in Marrakesh and catch up on notes. So if we go through in the agenda, welcome roll call, have a roll call, SOI updates, and then basically go through anything in Marrakesh that's not in the notes or not in the in the transcripts from the meetings, and then get an update on where we are on each of the work parties or working parties, according to Caboose, and then cover all other business. Anything that we want to have a specific conversation on from the leadership team? Yes, Sebastian.
Okay, thank you, Pat. Just to be sure, agenda for the next meeting, because we discussed during the first day of the meeting to rearrange or to extend the meeting to take more time to discuss one of the work party items. Is it something that we will start the week after, or it's something we need to start right now, or we will not start at all? Thank you.
So Sebastian, thank you very much for the question. And I think the cadence that we're trying to get at this point in time is making certain that we have topics sufficiently enough in advance where we can come prepared to have that conversation, so we're not just throwing it out on the fly. And since we're 2 days away, you know, basically a day and a half away from the next meeting, it seems impractical to put a couple of those items onto the calendar for that. And hopefully what we're able to do is establish a cadence again that would have us identify the topics that we want to discuss on the 10th, on the 17th, or the 24th, at least a week in advance, so that people can be prepared and have some thoughts when we come to the table, because it will be a general plenary and not just the working parties by themselves. So I think that would be prudent for us to adopt it that way. If there's any concerns with that, please raise your hand at this point in time. And Sebastian, I'd like to hear your feedback on that as well. Yes, Sebastian.
Yes, we had this discussion in our work party, and our thought that either we have another call with our members, or we have it because we put a little bit more time during this plenary session, and we discuss the item of one of the work party, and we were thinking that it could be a good idea to roll the four items and therefore to have an in-depth discussion. But if you want us to define topics beforehand and to have this discussed by the work team and then sent to the plenary, it will be, it's a lot of work, and I am not sure that it will fly very soon, at least for us. Maybe for the other it will be okay, but for us it will take time. Therefore, my idea was more to have a time for one of the work party to have their, I would say, internal discussion, but with the plenary people. In the plenary session, and not to ask too much to be prepared in advance, but it will be the working group or the work party, sorry, to do their usual work, but with the possible input and in front of all the others. Thank you,
Sebastian. Thank you, Cheryl Hip. But Sebastian, we're all talking about exactly the same thing. By topics, it'll be GAC or board or, you know, a section out of your detailed work plan. Remember the work plans for each of your working parties don't run in exactly the same timeline. So if we look at the work plan and we roughly assume that, you know, back work will be done in these few meetings or in this meeting and skip three and then not again till later, and just see what works with the work plan. So what we might do if we change the agenda, remember that only half of you were in Marrakesh. So for the 3rd of July agenda, let's get everyone up to speed to know what's going on as we go forward. So yes, we will be doing as we agreed and as you've articulated, and yes, it can be the work party work in basically the larger format, or it can be more structured depending on the work party and their needs. Banders and Lou's group have already said, you know, they have people that aren't really available till the 12th of July, which means they wouldn't perhaps be wanting to do anything until, you know, two meetings down the track, or they might want to do something at our next meeting. Let's establish that after we establish with the full plenary what it is that we're planning on doing and how we're going to be also integrating it into the larger reporting architecture. So for the agenda then, Pat, I think we may as well just run the usual 1, 2, 3, but then have a new 4, which would be new methodologies for plenary work and work party activities. And then we'll make sure everyone is up to speed. We can display the work plan, which has been significantly modified during our Marrakesh meeting, and make sure everyone knows what we're doing, why we're doing it, and the fact that we may very well have these A and B blocks of time, some of which will be sort of, you know, open and able to be grabbed at short notice, and others can be, we would like to do it on this particular date if at all possible. So board may say, you know, we think we'll be ready to do something on these dates, and just sort of make a vote on, not a vote, a case for having some of the time allocated to one work party over another. Pat, have I done justice to it?
So thanks, Cheryl. So I came away with the mindset that we were going to have more specificity in the topics, as opposed to having a broad, you know, today the board is going to, say the board working party is going to have a conversation. For example, you know, in my mind, I was thinking, you know, we've got these three issues in ATRT2 that we think didn't get done, but staff has indicated that they are in some, you know, in some state of completeness, and that we would have a conversation about those three items. And so I thought we would have that kind of specificity as opposed to something broader. And if that's the case, with specificity, then I would want some time to at least make certain that I'm focused on those issues. But if not, that's how the group wants to do that, that's fine. But that's where my mind was when we left on Saturday or Sunday of last week.
Pat, Cheryl here. I just think we may as well be flexible. I'm more than okay with specificity. I think, for example, we'll probably get specificity out of some of the work parties. But if a work party, such as the board working party, feels it needs to use the block of time for broader work, then that's great. You know, book it in. And that's okay too. I think if we run with sort of a block of A time and a block of B time, we may find that, you know, we get the more specific discussions, the more predictable and targeted review pointed discussions in one of those spaces that we're going to make available, and maybe other other work in the other. This is going to be a building the airplane while it's flying exercise, but we need to do something to try and facilitate and further the work of all the work parties so that they meet their currently stated timelines and mini milestones. So on that new item 4, if you're happy with that, Pat and leadership team, we would be displaying the work plan and just making sure that we've got a few starting points. Pat and I will probably via Skype come up with a very rough architecture for the future agendas. I don't know whether you thought about how you wanted to pen that out, Pat. If you have, then, you know, send me a draft. But I think right now we just need to be a little bit flexible, and hopefully also one work party might, you know, learn off another.
Thanks, Cheryl. I'm happy to try it out.
We can but try, good sir. Are there any other changes then we need to make to that agenda? I was hoping to get you all finished by 30 to 45 minutes into this call, and we're zooming up towards the 45 minute.
So I think Cheryl was carrying her raised hands that we've got a confirmed agenda for Wednesday.
Okay, well, it looks to me like the only other thing, Pat, that I might suggest we do, seeing as not everyone will have managed to meet Bernie, we might just want to slip in another line item on the agenda where we introduce Bernie and make sure everyone understands his previous role with Workstream 2 and his flexibility with how he's going to assist us to meet our work product in a professional and timely manner. So, Bernie, this time you're forewarned. And if that's the case, we may as well stick that in as a new 4, make the 4 I just suggested and I think we agreed upon, which is the new work practices and methodologies, as a 5. And that'll mean 6 is AOB and 7 is confirm actions. And that's fine for an agenda. I don't like more than 7 points agenda, so if I can help it. Comfortable with that, Pat?
Yep.
I'm assuming Jennifer, in her usual way, has captured all of that and is going to make great sense of it. Is there any other business? I'm not seeing any. In which case, Jennifer, what can you make out of our rambles and very, very wandering conversation today?
Thank you. This is Jennifer. So I captured just a few action items, mostly regarding the edits to the agenda item, which I'm not going to read through since we talked about that. And then an action for the work parties just to consider or think of Bernie as a member of their work parties going forward, to keep that in mind with any communications. And we will, if we have not already, add you, Bernie, to all the Skype groups as well. And with that, I have no other action items or decisions, but please do let me know if I missed anything. Thank you.
Nothing from me. Pat, anything from you?
Now, the one thing, I was just going through the calendar for the week. Do we have any work party sessions scheduled for the week?
No.
I'm unaware of it.
Yeah, nothing. Okay.
I didn't see any calendar, so I just wanted to ask. Other than that, I'm good.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, my personal aim was to try and get you all clear by 45 minutes into the call. Looks like we're going to manage that. Yay, us. Thank you, as ever, for the extra effort you make in as leaders. And thanks, of course, for our fabulous staff. And Bernie, welcome aboard. I'm sure you'll manage to help wrangle all of this word salad that we keep putting out into a beautiful menu and report by the end of all of this. With that, on behalf of Pat and I, thanks everybody. And that'll be a bye for now. We'll see you on the 3rd of July at 1100 UTC. You can stop the recording.
Bye to all.
Bye, everyone. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Jennifer. Thank you, bye-bye. All. Not fechando.